5 years of restoration, and Notre Dame is finally rising from the ashes. In 2019, the world watched in horror as flames ravaged this cultural treasure. Since then, the neighborhood has never been the same.
Everything was closed, deserted, as if someone had died.
Renovations, pollution, a drop in tourism.
I've been working here for 40 years. I've never seen anything like this.
Some businesses didn't survive the economic crisis.
We're riding it out, waiting for it to end.
The historic heart of Paris is being revamped, with Notre Dame remaining a cornerstone for visitors and Parisians alike. A neighbour unlike any other. For some time now, she's been unapproachable. And yet, one cannot help but admire her. Denise and Claude Charansol have lived right next to Notre Dame for over 60 years. Claude had his first communion there. He's eager to return to Mass in his childhood cathedral, fully renovated.
It's so overwhelming. It's something we've long been waiting for. And honestly, given the extent of the damage, we wondered if they'd really managed to finish the work on time.
Yes, but France's elite craftspeople perform miracles, and it was a miracle.
To pull off this miracle, some streets have had to close and traffic has been reduced. It allows more space for construction workers, but for residents, it's a nightmare.
Vous entendez le bruit? C'est tous les jours comme ça?
Oui, oui, du matin au soir, et en ce moment, il y a même des travaux la nuit.
Et comment ils font les gens pour dormir, pour travailler?
Ils
supportent comme ils peuvent, en disant que la cathédrale sera très belle, mais en attendant, ils souffrent beaucoup.
The neighborhood has been putting up with renovations for the past 5 years. With Notre Dame reopening, the couple hopes life will return to normal.
It's the rebirth of the cathedral.
And the entire neighborhood, of course.
I think everyone's happy to be able to return to Notre Dame for different reasons, whether they're religious or not.
On the 15th of April 2019, flames engulfed Notre Dame before their very eyes. From their balcony, they watched helplessly as the monument burnt.
It was a disaster. And right there, under the Pont d'Arcole bridge, there were about 100 people gathered who screamed when the spire fell. Minutes later, religious songs rose up from the crowd. My husband and I had tears in our eyes.
Despite calls to evacuate, the retirees didn't leave their apartment.
That day, the wind blew exceptionally from the east. If it hadn't, our timber-framed building would have burnt down. We were saved by the wind.
Roger Frédéric was at work when the fire broke out. Just like the Charansols, he keeps a close eye on the progress.
You see all the work that's been done, the renovations, everything that's been cleaned up. It's great.
A glimmer of hope for this restaurant owner, whose revenue dropped by more than 30% since the fire. He blames the construction work and a fence that's been put up right in front of his terrace.
Behind this fence, there used to be a lovely public garden with the Virgin's fountain. Tourists love coming here for photos, even wedding pictures. Now it's become a worksite base for Notre Dame, their canteen, their offices, all the technical stuff. It's taken over the whole garden. This area is dull now.
Just 100 meters away, photographs have been added to the fence. But that's not enough to attract customers.
On this street, one shop was already shut down for good. Other businesses took 1 or 2 years to reopen. Right here, my neighbor's place has been closed since the fire. We don't really have a choice. We're riding it out, waiting for it to end.
For Roger Frédéric, the only solution is to cut costs.
Okay, ça marche.
He's had to let go of half his staff and now works 6 days a week.
At this point, I've only got one manager left, so I have to do the job of three people. Manager, bartender, waiter, even handyman. We do all the little repairs ourselves instead of calling a company.
As for the employees who kept their jobs, they are relieved that Notre Dame is reopening.
I'm really happy. We're going to have three times as much work. It's what we needed. It's been tough for the boss, for all of us.
More than 50 local business owners are struggling to make ends meet in the neighborhood. Layoffs, bankruptcies, some have even dipped into their savings or life insurance to stay afloat.
Vermeer in Italy.
It's gold.
No, it's plated.
Marie Galore has been switching between unemployment and part-time work. The souvenir shop where she works lost 50% of its revenue.
Moulin Rouge, yes. And Notre Dame.
I've been working here for 40 years. I've never seen anything like this. There were the yellow vest protests, COVID demonstrations. Before that, everything was fine.
But these businesses, located in an internationally popular area, refuse to throw in the towel. Once it reopens, Notre Dame is expected to welcome up to 15 million tourists a year. That's 4 million more than before the fire. The entire neighborhood is getting a makeover. Here's a sneaky peek. In these images, provided by landscape architects, the Île de la Cité will become greener, with less traffic and more vegetation. We'll be a long way from what the island looked like when Notre Dame was first built in the 12th century.
This is a model of the Île de la Cité and the forecourt of Notre Dame in the Middle Ages.
The marshy island was once the only crossing point between the left bank and the right bank of Paris. One part was for the monarchy, the other for religious leaders. These were quiet, spacious areas, and packed in the centre, the people.
On the forecourt, which was quite small, there were huge markets held several times a year. The most popular were the onion and ham markets, which caused a lot of issues with local residents, because this area of Paris was extremely dense. You have to imagine Paris where people travelled by horse, carts came from the countryside to bring in food. Tavern owners who sold drinks, particularly alcohol, were thriving. And there was also a lot of prostitution and thieves, too.
The island long remained overcrowded until it was totally revamped in the 1860s in what was seen as a controversial move.
Baron Haussmann completely transformed Paris and demolished much of the Île de la Cité, along with the medieval houses, to create a huge forecourt and barracks, which is now the current police headquarters. The forecourt had to be really large because it was used to train the troops from the barracks. That's why the Île de la Cité that you see here looks nothing like the current one.
Today, we're no longer making space for law enforcement, but for tourists, all the way under the forecourt of Notre Dame. The parking lot has been replaced by an immersive virtual reality experience.
Avec le prénom écrit au-dessus de la tête pour vous reconnaître.
Ah oui, okay.
bien. Bonne immersion à vous.
Bienvenue, amis de Notre-Dame.
A 45-minute adventure through 850 years of history, from the Middle Ages until now. Visitors wander through 500 square meters equipped with high-tech headsets, documentaries, surprising virtual sets. The realism is baffling.
We saw places that, even after visiting Notre-Dame several times, we would never have been able to see.
We're in one of the towers. We can see the bells. It's magnificent, really impressive. We're actually getting a bit of vertigo.
Notre-Dame est comme un corps allongé sur le sol, en croix. Il lui manque sa dimension verticale, sa couronne.
Visitors discover 12th century construction techniques and travel back in time thanks to historical and scientific sources.
We experienced it all from the beginning. The exploration all the way to the top, with all the renovations. It was stunning.
Oh yes, it's amazing to be a part of it.
This area will be transformed once again from May 2025 onwards. At least three more years of work on the Île de la Cité, ever changing around Paris's timeless icon.